With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands delivered a slam dunk this year, hosting a basketball showdown that had fans on their feet and visiting teams already eyeing a return. Organizers say the tournament brought top-tier talent to local courts, and the buzz hasn't stopped since. One of the biggest draws, Miara O'Neill, the 6'4" daughter of NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal, who lit up the scoreboard in her debut. The rising star dropped 24 points on 9 of 13 shooting and pulled down 9 rebounds, helping her team gear up for a tough matchup against Georgia Tech the very next day. We caught up with Miara and her coach, Kelly Ray Finley, at the post-game press conference. They praised the level of play and Cayman's cuisine.
All right, how did you feel about your first performance here in the Cayman Islands Classic?
It was fun to play out there, seeing all the faces out there and playing with my team. It was fun.
What do you think of your girls' performance tonight and how they executed?
I loved it. I think that Memphis is a really good basketball team. They're scrappy, they're tough, they play hard. Alex is a tremendous head coach, and we knew tonight was going to be a challenge, and I was really proud of how we rose to the occasion. We train to be able to adapt, and I thought that really showed tonight.
A nice strong presence on the inside as well, your team does. What's that like? What's that chemistry like with your centers?
I think, connection is a big part of when we play on the court, so just being connected was already there. I played with Liv last season. So it's been a connection there since before Florida Day, so it's just fun playing with them.
Coach, what are some of the things that you've told them after this game? Yeah. To help them improve for the next?
Yeah, I mean, Georgia Tech is a talented team as well. You know, they play out of the ACC, they're a team that we're very familiar with, but it's going to be a totally different game, much different than Memphis, and so we have a young team, and it's going to show a lot of maturity on our part. Layla, Lex, Liv, Miara, as our leaders, being able to help us turn that page, put this game behind us, and lean into the scout and the game plan. Thank you guys for having us. The tournament has been excellent. Grand Cayman has hosted us exceptionally well. We're grateful to be here and very appreciative to everybody who came out.
Have you been before?
I've actually been one time.
I just have to say, you guys' food is like
slamming.
It's good.
Okay, all right. That's all I need to know.
It's good.
Can't have you guys.
I had some
now.
Good.
This what did
is,
you have?
This is plain. This is like kid, like basic, but I had some good chicken tenders.
They were
perfect though. Like, not all chicken tenders are perfect, but those
are
perfect.
No, you can't leave without having some oxtail.
Oh yeah, need that.
Oh yeah, they love that.
They love that.
These Florida girls. Good.
Some stew conch.
Yeah, we need some conch.
In other local sports, hundreds of runners are gearing up to take over Georgetown this weekend in a walk run for a good cause. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has this story.
The Walkers Cayman Islands Marathon hits the streets of Georgetown this Sunday, the 7th of December, with runners setting off from Seafarers Way at 4:30 in the morning. Co-race director Rhonda Kelly says more than 1,000 runners are already signed up across the full half and relay events.
We're really excited to have a record year for our 23rd marathon.
The race is already set to raise tens of thousands of dollars for local charities, including the Cadet Corps Cancer Society and several other nonprofits.
For many runners, the marathon carries deep personal significance, whether it's marking a milestone, honoring a loved one, overcoming adversity, or raising awareness for an important cause. These stories are an integral part of the event, and we're excited to hear and share some of them.
Drivers are being asked to keep traffic to a minimum along the route, secure dogs in the yard, and be aware of early morning road closures. While families can still register for Saturday's packet pickup and Sunday's free Milo Kids Fun Run. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman Sports.
Registration is still open for sign-up at CaymanIslandsMarathon.com or in person at the Kelly Holding Office. And it was a thrilling quarterfinal weekend in the 2025 CUC Boys and Girls Primary Football League, with top contenders powering through the semis. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
In the Girls PFL Champions Cup, Sir John A. Cumber Primary and Northeast Schools both cruised to victory. Sir John A. Cumber blanked Red Bay 4-0, while Northeast shut out CIS Girls White 3-0. Joanna Clark edged Island Primary 1-0, and Cayman Prep GA slipped past St. Ignatius Catholic 2-1. This Saturday, it's Sir John A. Cumber versus Cayman Prep GA and Northeast versus Joanna Clark Primary for a spot in the final. In the PFL Under-9 Consolation Cup, Sir John A. Cumber, 9A, beat their 9B squad 4-0. Marie Martin topped First Baptist 2-0, and they'll meet Joanna Clark and Island Primary 9B in the semifinals. Under-9 Champions Cup action saw Cayman Prep 9A defeat Prep 9B 5-1. Island Primary 9A edge Red Bay Primary 1-0 and a last-minute penalty. Prospect Primary beat CIS 9 White 2-1, and St. Ignatius won a tense shootout over Footstep School. Semi-final matchups, Island Primary 9A will go against Prospect Primary, and St. Ignatius versus Cayman Prep 9A. In the Under-11 Consolation Cup, Cayman Prep 11B, Cayman Brac, Joanna Clark Primary, and Red Bay all advanced. Cayman Prep 11B will face Cayman Brac, while Joanna Clark meets Red Bay in the semis. And in the Under-11 Champions Cup, defending champs Cayman Prep 11A held off Sir John A. Cumber 3-1. St. Ignatius beat First Baptist 3-1, and Marie Martin Primary upset the 2024 finalist Prospect 2-0, and Island Primary edged CIS 11 Blue 1-0. Semifinals, Cayman Prep 11A versus St. Ignatius, and Marie Martin Primary versus Island Primary. All semifinal matches kick off this Saturday, the 6th of December, at the Annex Field. Finals and trophies are set for Sunday, the 13th of December. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
Thank you, Jevy. That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.